This is a CK to Z news update. Cortez Island residents will have an opportunity next week to spend a day learning how to be with horses in what White Horse Sanctuary calls a meditation in nature. Founder Orion Lee Johnston has been involved in equine guided learning for 16 years. She co-facilitated an annual elective called Mindfulness in Horses as part of a mindfulness certification program, as well as a Horses and Leadership course for Royal Roads University in Victoria. She also co-facilitated programs with horses at Hollyhock Leadership Institute many years ago, which she revived in 2018, albeit with a different herd. She also credits her abundant life experience and studies in spiritual guidance, such as Buddhist compassion and equanimity, in informing her current work. She told CKTZ News about the current chapter of her journey with horses.
For several years, I had Omar and Raven here on Cortez, and we, the two horses and I, co-founded White Horse Sanctuary. And we have a website, whitehorsesanctuary.com, where we do what is formally called equine guided learning. And the subtitle to that is horses are a natural portal to the wisdom and healing found in the earth and the spirit world. And then this spring, or last fall, actually, Omar and Raven made it clear to me that they needed a much more engaged, dynamic, active life than Cortez could offer them, or I could offer them myself, given my level of horsemanship. So we went through a process of I receiving guidance, their horse wisdom.
The two horses are now in the Northern Okanagan after a brief period at Mountain Horse School in Pemberton, which is owned by Kira Willis, who has previously collaborated with Johnston on Cortez.
I completely let them go, and it was a really big empty nest, let me say. And then I realized about a month and a half after they were gone that we were on Hollyhock's schedule for a program in September. So I thought, well, let's not cancel the program. Let's see what wants to happen here. And the short story is that Madison Heineman, who has Devotion and Motion Equestrian in Squirrel Cove, which is a riding school that's making a lot of kids and parents happy who are learning to ride, invited me over to meet a new horse that she'd rescued. All of her horses have been rehomed from other riding schools or people who wanted them and they weren't accomplishing enough with those horses. So they're very well schooled. And then she brought an 18-hand Belgian draft horse named Levi, and he was skinny and his hooves were all chopped up. And she said to me, "I think Levi's perfect for your work." So Madison was generous and welcoming, and we both agree that the work that I do with the horses, which is, I don't call it healing per se, but opening hearts, allowing people to experience something beyond their own thoughts and mind states, is a beautiful complement to their more task-oriented work, the horses, of being riding teachers. Elke Findlay and I are doing this together, and she brings her whole own horse experience. And so we've been spending time with these new herd of seven horses in Squirrel Cove. The Hollyhock program was full as soon as it was announced, mostly from people who had signed up last year. And so when they were in touch with me a couple of weeks ago and said, "There's a wait list. Could you take any more people?" 16 people on the wait list. So altogether, 24 people want to come and be with horses in this way. And to me, what that is, I have a bigger mission of educating the wider world about this work in terms of healing, in terms of leadership. And so I feel like this is a success on behalf of our National Professional Association, the Equine Facilitated Wellness Association of Canada. And I've written some articles, mostly about my work with horses in Africa for that association. So yes, we're a small consortium on Cortez, but it's so much bigger than that. I have colleagues across Canada, in other parts of the world.
It sounds like there's lots of demand and people are seeking it out, or at least feeling resonance when the opportunity arises.
There's so many applications for people who are already horse people. It brings a deeper connection, not based on here's what we have to do or having an agenda, even like let's saddle up and go trail riding. I mean, I do that myself, but I always connect with the horse first. But it's about a relationship with the horse based not on what you're doing, but on your friendship, who you are together and your communication and your connection. And then for people who are scared of horses, in one session, an individual session or in a workshop or a program, fear of horses will dissolve by learning how to be with them in this way and acknowledging their fear. One thing that horses really like is when people are congruent. You know, when you're with a person and you're feeling uncomfortable, it's because how they're behaving is not how they're really feeling. Horses really are sensitive to that. So you can't pretend you're not afraid, or you can't pretend that you're assertive when really you're not. So we show people how to really come into themselves so that they're congruent and being so true to themselves. And then the horse wants to partner with them and come close or walk beside them like that.
And I wonder if the fear that people experience comes from potentially the size difference. Horses are large and very strong animals, but also a bit of a fear of the unknown, not being sure of how to relate to them.
That's exactly what we guide people into, is how to be with them based in the way horses are with each other. So when we do body practices and energy awareness practices, so that when then we go into the paddock or the field, we're relating to the horse as horses relate to each other. And at the same time, standing our ground so we don't get pushed around if the horse is a more assertive horse. The biggest fearfulness in people is from their earlier experience with horses. That's what got me into doing this in the very first place. A horse ran toward me when I was on holiday, and I was scared and had to take cover behind the person I was with. I was in Costa Rica and I came back to Cortez and thought, I really need to do something about this, and signed up with Frances Guthrie for natural horsemanship, which is about partnering with horses and learning how to lead them on the ground before you ever get on them.
Johnston relates some of the invisible forces at play in interacting with the animals energetically.
The Institute of Heart Math in California have measured the electromagnetic field of the human heart and the brain, and have also measured the expanse of the electromagnetic field of the horse's heart, which is exponentially bigger than the human heart. The electromagnetic field of the human heart is much bigger, reaches further than that of our brain. And so you can imagine that the electromagnetic field of a horse's heart reaches even further. So when we're approaching a horse, that's the energy that we're sensitive to. And then when we're close to a horse and within their heart field, then our energy field comes into coherence with theirs. That's why being with them feels so good. And I've done this work in Africa. What about an elephant? Well, you get close to an elephant and you can feel your body vibrate in the energetic field of an elephant. And what about a baobab tree, a cedar tree, the earth itself, which is why we do the earth meditations when we're in the field with the horse. So my goal is to have us be one with everything.
There's been more and more conversation around the heart-mind coherence and how important that is to find. It's a different way to experience the world. It's going from a stressed out, action-minded state to a presence. And I'm wondering if that's one of the key things that you're passing on through your work with the horses. And also, you mentioned earlier leadership teaching. I wonder if you could speak about both of those.
Right. I think you gave just a beautiful description of the fundamental premise of the equine guided learning. And the leadership is, it's fascinating. A group of people or an individual can look at a group of horses in a field. And if you toss a flake of hay in, and then the hierarchy becomes clear, who will move out of the way and who will move in and who will defer and who will allow others to go first. It's a beautiful teaching of the different kinds of leadership. And then the horses teach about being a leader of yourself, which is really about knowing yourself and what are your strengths and what are your vulnerabilities and how do you move with those in the world. So that's the self-reflective part of doing this work. And then if you can stand beside a horse attuned to that horse who previously, when you were in a discombobulated state or a incongruent state, wouldn't walk forward no matter what. And then you can pick up your energy in your body and just ask the horse with your whole being to move forward, and the horse walks beside you with their head by your shoulder. It's a very powerful feeling that gives us a visceral sense of what it's like to be a leader, not a stand in front of directive leader, although that is another way of being with horses. You have a lead rope and you may have a stick which you don't touch the horse with, and it's an extension of the energy in the arm. You just ask them to move with your energy and with this extension.
You know, that almost sounds mystical. You're talking about a depth of presence and then using of our faculties that we don't necessarily in the everyday world, but that probably are available to everybody with some practice.
Exactly. And it's Angela Sarian, who was taught at Hollyhock many years ago, would say walking the mystical path with practical feet, because it's very grounding. It's not some transcendent mysticism. There's a lot of attention being placed on trauma nowadays in various demographics, individuals, collectively. And horses are among the best healers of trauma. For example, there's a center built especially in upstate New York called Saratoga War Horses. It's near the Saratoga Raceway because the racehorses come off the track and they're young and they need another purpose. And so there's been a partnership with the U.S. military where the military vets, people in their 30s, 40s, who've been on tours of duty and come back with post-traumatic stress, come in residence for a month and do this healing work with the horses. And there's a movie called the documentary, Saratoga War Horses, and it will just touch your heart. The level of military people, men, women, leaders, people who've been Navy SEALs, people who've been commanders overseas, and they come for healing, and it's just beautiful. So I have colleagues who are actually trauma psychotherapists. In fact, Generation Farms, where I learned that's what they do, who are doing this work very specifically for trauma healing. I would also say that grief is unaddressed, and horses are a really beautiful way of being able to work with grief and to be able to let go and dissolve and lean on a horse and open your heart.
Interested islanders can experience what Johnston calls an energetic dance with the horses in a one-day islander workshop this week as a dress rehearsal for the new herd before the upcoming Hollyhock program.
It's, say, a five and a half hour day on Wednesday, September 1st, or you can come on Saturday, September 4th, and it will be an opportunity for Elke and I and Madison's herd of seven horses to do this work together with the group for the first time. There's a fee because we want to support the horses. There's hoof trimming, farrier, feed, hay delivery, all kinds of things. Having horses is very expensive. And so I'm happy to make that contribution to the Devotion in Motion herd. We'll learn the foundational practices, the body meditations, the earth meditations. Once you're very present in your body, how to move toward the horses and be aware of your energy and their responses to you. And that's the foundation. And then if someone has something come up, because the horses are disarming, what's just chatter in your mind dissolves, and what's really happening in your heart and your life comes forward. It allows people simply to be in presence with the horses, with whatever is true for them. And if someone wants some guidance and needs some leadership, we can do that, which will be instrumental for the group. Or the horses are beautiful teachers about boundaries. If a horse is coming toward you too fast, it's okay. How do you stand your ground and not be a pushover? Or if you tend to be assertive, how are you more collaborative? And we'll have some hands-on time and very likely some leading with your energy and your intention. And then an opportunity to share the insights that come from that. And we decided to have eight people. We want everyone to have a very real up close and personal time with a horse in a beautiful place. An emotion herd is on the hillside above Squirrel Cove. So we have a bit of a view to the water and then to the mountains in the distance.
You've been listening to excerpts from an interview with Orion Lee Johnston, founder of White Horse Sanctuary.